The Mandalorian and Grogu could reintroduce a classic expanded universe warlord. Jon Favreau has teased that The Mandalorian and Grogu will reveal the name of one of Moff Gideon's Shadow Council warlords, a name that fans will immediately recognize. This strongly suggests a character drawn from Star Wars expanded universe, with many speculating the return of Warlord Singe. Singe was a major figure in post-Endor Imperial history. Unlike most warlords who rose after the Emperor's death, Singe earned his title during the height of the Empire, when Palpatine bestowed Warlord upon exceptional military commanders. His mother, Admiral Maris as Singe, became a renegade after the Empire sidelined her, and young Singe won his own Star Destroyer by hunting her down. Rising to Grand Moff, he commanded the largest independent Imperial fleet in the Queelia Iova sector, which included worlds like Terris, Dathomir, and Mandalore. After the fall of the Empire, Singe consolidated his power, pretending loyalty while ruling his own fiefdom from Sereno. By Six Abbey, he launched raids on New Republic targets, and after the death of Issa Nizzard, he became the most prominent independent warlord. The New Republic tasked Han Solo, alongside Rogue and Wraith squadrons, to defeat him. Singe's flagship, the Iron Fist, was eventually destroyed above Dathomir after a dramatic series of battles involving Han, Leia, Luke, and the Night Sisters. His death ended one of the greatest threats to both the Republic and the fractured Imperial remnant. If the new film does not revive Singe, other expanded universe warlords could fit the role. High Admiral Troots and Terradoc and Blitzer Hesk both commanded significant breakaway Imperial factions, and later became part of Admiral Dala's infamous purge of the warlords at Soss Beacon. Reintroducing Singe or another classic warlord would connect the Mandalorian and Grogu to larger Imperial remnant storylines, bridging its underworld-focused narrative with upcoming plots centered on Thrawn and Dathomir. Such a move would further highlight how elements from the courtship of Princess Leia continue to shape modern Star Wars storytelling.